In part one of this story, we were introduced to the Forest Farming Field Day that took place in May at the U Mountain Center. Let's hear more from one of the organizers as well as an attendee. In the background, you will hear Blaine Sprouse on fiddle.
My name is John Munsell. I'm a Forest Management Extension Specialist and Professor at Virginia Tech. And I am also the lead coordinator for the Appalachian Beginning Forest Farmer Coalition, which is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Ag's National Institute for Food and Agriculture. Today is an opportunity to work with folks that are interested in learning more about forest farming, those that are already practicing but want to come out and learn some additional details regarding some strategies that they can use. And the idea really is for individuals and families and communities to think about the woodlands in a broader perspective. We have, again, timber as kind of one of the more common uses with respect to production in our woodlands, but we also have a variety of what we call non-timber forest products. And forest farming is really the strategy of intentionally cultivating those non-timber forest products as opposed to just finding them in the woodlands where they're growing in the wild and harvesting them and taking them to market. So really it is a farming proposition that we are promoting here and digging into in some detail.
I asked John what his favorite forest crops were.
All of them, actually. I mean, there's so much going on in the woodlands. And we've long used these products, these non-timber forest products. And so there's a whole plethora and a tradition around these diverse understory species. And those are complements to a healthy, productive, and biodiverse forest.
I also spoke with Daryl, who was attending the event.
I'm learning more, about forest farming and what I can do with my property to grow plants that benefit our surroundings and my well-being and make them sustainable for the future, for my son, for my kids. That my son is here with me, and I want him to learn about these things because I think it's a lost and dying art, I guess, you know.
Absolutely.
But I want these things to continue to be passed down because we lose so much of this stuff throughout the generations. We're becoming a more mainstream, fast society with technology, and we're getting away from these things that are very important and not so well represented anymore.
Absolutely. Where are you from?
White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
Okay, so pretty nearby.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And do you currently garden outside of the forest?
No, I've got 52 acres, and we farmed it when I was a kid, and now I'm more into sustain. I want to make like a sanctuary, I guess is what I want, for my own self, and for, you know, to pass down to my kids. We grow a lot of cedars and a lot of hardwoods and stuff, and I have no interest in removing any of that. I want to add to it, as a fact is why I'm here, is, you know, to add more stuff to my property.
Excellent. Are there any forest botanicals or crops that you're particularly interested in?
Yeah, the all the medicinal herbs, the golden seal and the ginseng, and well, the mushrooms and stuff too. Not on such a, it's a more of a labor intensive thing that I'm kind of looking to plant and just let it go.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the herbs and stuff, man, for sure.
In total, there were about 60 attendees of the field day, and Will informed me that there were several still on the wait list. They hope that this might become a yearly event. Again, Will Lewis.
Majority are from West Virginia, but I've talked to people from Tennessee, from Ohio, from Virginia, from Pennsylvania, North Carolina. So really all the surrounding states, again, just showing that there's not a lot of these events out there, and something we kind of specialize here at the U Mountain Center in Pocahontas County, imagine of all places. But there is a big demand for this, and we got people from states all around, but I'd say, yeah, the majority of people are from West Virginia.
In addition to the U Mountain Center, the participating partners that made this event happen are Appalachian Beginning Forest Farmers Coalition, Rural Action, Appalachian Sustainable Development, Shady Grove Botanicals, Natural Capital Investment Fund, Sprouting Farms, and Future Generations University. The event was sponsored by the Satcharuna Foundation, the Claude Worthington Benedum Foundation, and the Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program. Their website, umountain.org, contains more information about forest farming or other outdoor programming offered by the center. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.